Hey, podcast listeners, Michael Shelley here. If you were checking the schedule, we're supposed to have two guests on today's program, but one of them got a little confused about the call-in procedure. This happens so often. I don't understand exactly, but I was lucky enough. We rescheduled Mitchell Kezin, the director of the documentary called Jingle Bell Rocks, for December 20th, which will be a Christmassy show anyway, so maybe it makes more sense in the long run there anyway. But today we have Neil Norman. His father owned the record label that the Seeds were on, the L.A. band, and he grew up literally with the Seeds and ended up making this documentary about them. He's an interesting guy. It sounds like an interesting movie. I haven't seen it. This is not that long an interview, but It's pretty interesting. Here's some good stuff coming up. So check the WFMU.org/Michael webpage, and you can see the list of upcoming guests and, of course, the archives of previous programs. Hope your holiday season is off to a good start. I will talk to you soon. Here is Neil Norman.
There's a couple from the Seeds. They really do have a unique sound. And joining us on the telephone, Neil Norman, director of this new documentary called The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard. Welcome to WFMU and good morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
I haven't seen the movie because it's not available to see yet, although folks can see it tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn. But I have seen the trailer, and the trailer just has a ton of energy, as did this band. Why are the Seeds good subjects for a documentary movie?
Well, it's a marvelous combination of music and music business and sex, drugs, and rock and roll and Hollywood history and 60s culture and film clips and everything. We worked on it for 7 years. My producer, Alec Palau, and I'm Neil Norman. We worked very hard on it, and we loved the Seeds, and I grew up with the Seeds, and my father signed them to their record deal, and I was there. I was like their mascot. I was there when they were mixing their albums. On Wind Blows Your Hair, I was holding their bass drum, so I really experienced it. And Southern California was a big scene then, and they really went to the heights of stardom.
So your dad ran...
It was very exciting.
Your dad ran this record label that the Seeds were on, and so you literally were right there. And it was, sort of the blowing up of the 60s and the Sunset Strip scene, and the sort of youth culture goes nuts, you know, Summer of Love. How old were you?
I was about 13, 14, 15, 16. I lost my virginity on the Sunset Strip.
All right.
So there was lots of action.
TMI. You say sex and drugs and rock and roll. Did the Seeds guys give you drugs?
No. They wouldn't do that. They were very professional gentlemen. And actually, three of them weren't really into drugs that much. Sky was the one that experimented with everything. He was like a puppy, and that's part of the interesting story. You know, he would take LSD. He would have three wives at a time. He was just wild. He was a lightning bolt, and that's part of why it's so interesting. He's like Jim Morrison or Jimi Hendrix. His personality was just, you know, volatile and fun, but he was very nice and a hard-working professional. But the success kind of went to his head, so it's also a rags-to-riches-to-rags story.
Yeah, I mean,
he grew up in Utah.
You talk about rags. I mean, at one point, I think Sky Saxon was homeless, or just about, wasn't he?
Yes. In other words, his career declined very heavy. They were superstars for two or three years.
Yeah, Pushing Too Hard was
on the West Coast.
Pushing Too Hard was top 40, so that's a big hit song.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of their hits were in the top five in every market, but perhaps because they couldn't tour as much, or perhaps because our label was a little smaller, it was hard to get it top five nationally, but their hits are, you know, anthems, you know, Can't Seem to Make You Mine, Pushing Too Hard. Like, Pushing Too Hard was just in a Nike commercial.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So they were really big artists, and they stormed the Hollywood Bowl, and they would have girls ripping their clothes off and storming the stage. It was amazing. They were magnetic and sexy and exciting, you know,
yeah,
really something.
One thing about the
Seeds. So I knew that, and I wanted to show that in the movie and show their interesting history.
Did you have a problem finding enough archival footage to weave throughout the movie?
Well, it was, no, ultimately we conquered it, but it was a challenge finding the masters and finding out who owned it. Like, they were in a sitcom called The Mothers-in-Law, and that's one of the best videos of their band where they look the best and everything. And that episode was directed by Desi Arnaz, of all people.
Hmm.
And
Diane Worley, I think, and Kay Ballard in that show.
Yeah, that's the one, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and, what fun.
So it's very exciting. And we added a few little special effects in a 60s mode. And we have a lot of experts weighing in, like Iggy Pop and Kim Fowley and Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys and John Eckel of Love and my father, Gene Norman. And they all weighed in where they realized and enjoyed how the Seeds were important musically and culturally.
So ultimately, is it a story of tragedy? Is it a story of guys who should have succeeded more than they did? Is it what is the story of the Seeds, sort of?
It's kind of all of the above. It's the excitement of the build. It's the excitement of the uniqueness and the fun of it. And then the tragedy and going off of a cliff and then kind of being reborn in different forms. Like, they definitely had a renaissance towards the end. Sky Saxon toured around, and Daryl Hooper, the keyboard player, he is very successful. He teaches music today, and he has a lakefront estate in California. And Jan Savage works with Indian Affairs. So it's a rock and roll tough life, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
highs and lows.
Any sort of inkling into why Sky Saxon, why a person, you know, goes so, has the need to take drugs so much?
Well, I think he just wanted to embrace life in every parameter, and he wasn't afraid. You know, when you're young, you think you're immortal. And everyone was telling him how great he was, and he obviously enjoyed it.
Yeah, sometimes I think guys like Sky are kind of immortalized in a sort of a wrong way, like heroes for taking lots of drugs and dying, you know what I mean? And it's kind of a weird thing because he's an artist and, the Seeds music, you know, it stands forever. But, almost like guys like him, people wanted to turn on to drugs because they wanted to be part of this kind of mythical thing, and it kind of perpetuates itself.
Yeah, exactly. Too much of any drug is not going to help you. So it's not a positive drug film. It's part of what messed him up, you know.
Yeah.
What's funny is the drummer, Rick Andrews, who was a tremendous drummer, he never touched any drugs or drink or anything, and he's the one that ended up with Alzheimer's at the end, you know, in his late 60s.
Mm.
But he had a good life before that. But it's interesting. He didn't touch anything. But Sky was definitely spaced out, you know?
Yeah.
But very professional at the same time. When he was working, he was very committed and very creative. And that's where the music comes from. But you're right. It's not exactly a great role model, that's for sure.
Neil Norman is our guest, and the movie's called The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard, and pushingtoohard.com is a website where you can get some information. And I there's a link to that website and to the YouTube site that has the trailer of the film. And like I said, the trailer is really pow, pow, pow. It's really like a high-energy trailer. Or go see the movie tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn. It's at 7:30, and there's a question and answer with Neil after the showing tonight. And has the movie been shown around much?
Yes. Our debut sold out at the Egyptian Theater, 700 people.
Oh, cool.
And it was very exciting. Everyone loved it, and a lot of VIP showed up. And we also went to Long Beach, California, where the Queen Mary is, and that almost sold out. And last week we did San Diego, and that was practically sold out. So this is our fourth showing, and the whole garage rock scene is cooking here. And Norton Records and all my friends on the East Coast are going to attend, and so we're having a lot of fun. And that venue is kind of cool. You know, it's a warehouse place, but it's clean and funky and nice. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good place. I was trying to describe what the Seeds music is like just for writing a little promo of our interview, and it's kind of hard to describe because it's kind of punky, garagey, psychedelic, 60s pop music. It's a little of a lot of things. And I think the fact that they had a keyboard player made them a little more musical than some other garage bands of their contemporaries.
Yeah, I'm a guitar player myself, and a guitar trio can be quite limiting, you know. So my last band, I do space music, so I had two keyboard players. But you're right, and they weren't afraid to experiment. You know, they would put distortion on the keyboards, which was unusual. They would, you know, double track some stuff, but they recorded mostly live, but they weren't afraid to experiment with directions. They made a whole album of the blues, which was unusual at the time for white bands, and it's just, they were bold.
Yeah.
My father let them do whatever they wanted.
Tell me, what did you learn about them that you didn't know at all but before you started to work on this documentary?
Well, I learned in the old days, if you make some money in show business, don't blow it all. This guy did that also. He made a lot of money, and then he started buying cars, and he bought a very expensive house on the ocean in Malibu, and I used to hang out there. It was gorgeous. And it was beyond his means. He couldn't sustain it because when his career started to slip, you know how that goes. So I learned not to do that. But I knew the entire story. I'm kind of the storyteller. Hmm. And then we did a lot of additional research and, of course, brought in all the other people and got their opinions. So what I tried to do is each point that I made, I had at least three different people state it in their own way. So everyone says, well, that must be true, you know, because there's been rumors circulating for years about Sky and the Seeds. And it kind of clarifies everything, business, music career, brilliant moves, poor moves, a little of everything. And that's what's interesting. It's not just, oh, this band made an album and this track was like this. It really covers the phenomenon and the ups and downs. And I think it's fun.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It is tonight at the Bell House in Brooklyn, Pushing Too Hard, The Seeds, and the website is pushingtoohard.com. Tonight, Bell House, 7:30 with Neil Norman. Neil, thanks for visiting with us. I've got a track queued up called The Seeds, Dreaming of Your Love. This is a weird track. A couple Seeds records have just been reissued with bonus tracks and stuff.
All their material has been reissued with a lot of extra material that was dug out. My producer, Alec Palau, will be there tonight with me also, and he's a great album producer, and he's on his fifth Grammy nomination. So he did a great job reissuing the albums. So this track was initially rejected, but you can see how they experimented with directions, and Sky came from the teen idol mode in the beginning of his career before he was successful in the late 50s, early 60s. So you can see this track is influenced by that. And then as Daryl and Jan came in, they got harder, you know. But they were trying to have hits.
Yeah.
They wanted to be exciting. And so they did a little of each, and that's why it's so great.
Yeah, I agree. There's a little bit of a wider depth of their catalog than I thought there was. So very interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And later when they experimented a little too far and maybe didn't make it, people started to dismiss them. And now, all these years later, people are realizing, wow, these guys were innovators, and they did a lot of good work, and their body of work is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting indeed. Neil Norman, thanks so much for talking with us, and we'll see you tonight at the Bell House for The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard.
Fantastic. I'll look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Dreaming of the day that you'll be mine, when you love me all the time, when you'll never, ever go back home. Your love every day, every day. Since the night I first kissed you, my heart is full of love and for only you. And all I do is a dream about my loving you, loving you. When you're walking by my side, hey, I'm so filled with pride. And when you're far away, a dream of you night and day. Little girl, I'm dreaming of your love. Yes, I'm dreaming of your love. sun.